Hello, this is Benjamin Ingrosso from Sweden, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Dance You Off. Enjoy. Just wanna be you.
This is Ieva Zasimauskaitė from Lithuania. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, When We're Old. Enjoy. These are the reasons I want you to know. Oh, you make this place feel like home. These are the reasons I can't let you go.
Hello, this is Mikolas Josef from Czech Republic. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Lie to Me. Hope you enjoyed it.
Lie to me, oh baby, come a little closer. Lie to me. Lie to me, oh baby, lean upon my shoulder. Lie to me. Get down on my body, love me like it was always meant to be. Now you love somebody new, I always knew. So come and give it to me.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
A very good afternoon and welcome to Forest FM. It's just gone 5 p.m. and it's now time for your weekly dose of Eurovision music here on a Sunday afternoon up until 6 p.m. I'm your host, Kieran Arytasiad. I'm still in Portugal. I'm actually down in the Algarve this week, sunning myself up after watching and viewing the Eurovision Song Contest itself. I do have Rob, obviously, my husband, with me. He will be featured on the show heavily this week as we both run down and give our thoughts about the results and the dramas of the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest. So follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase, for the latest news. But sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride of the Eurovision Song Contest. Tuned into our show last week, you would remember that sadly we had to pre-record the show before the actual grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest, so we didn't know who won, obviously, but it ended up being Israel, obviously Netta with Toy, and Eleni Ferreira from Cyprus coming second with the song Fuego. Now we played those songs, the first song and the second song, but who knew that the Austrian entry from Cesar Samson won the jury vote? Yes, and ended up coming third in the end. And we didn't play his song last week, so let's play it, shall we? This is the song that came third in the Eurovision Song Contest 2018. It's Austria, Cesar Samson, with the song Nobody But You.
Lord, I'm gonna get so hot tonight. I'm gonna let the floodgates open wide. I'm in open water. This is what I need. Don't try to get you off of my mind. And I get no sleep. I'm in too deep. I can't let you leave. It wouldn't be right letting you go, running away from love. Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to. So am I walking in my arm, making you stay tonight? Ain't nobody but you.
Ain't nobody.
I can hold on. Hey, Lord, I'm gonna bring you back tonight. Yeah. Oh, you're running circles around my mind. After your words have been my Bible, how could I search for someone new? While I really want you by my side. And I get no sleep, I'm in too deep to let you leave. Wouldn't be right letting you go, running away from love. Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to. So am I walking in my arm, making you stay tonight? Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to. Don't make me tear my heart out, I'm shaking till I fall down. Don't make me tear my heart out, don't make me tear my heart out. Till I fall down, don't make me tear my heart out. Wouldn't be right letting you go, running away. Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to. So am I rocking in my arm, making you stay tonight? Ain't nobody but you I can hold on to.
Couldn't go wrong with that. And quite rightly, the UK gave its 12 points in the jury vote to Austria. Yes! Now, I want to play you this classic song from Austria in 1992, which I enjoy immensely, and I hope you will do too. This is from Tony Vegas. This came 10th, and it's called Reach for the Stars. Yes, it's the English version. Zusammen gehen was the German version. But obviously, this is Reach for the Stars from Tony Vegas, Austria, 1992.
I'll do it just the way I am. I'll do it just for you. And all my heart is in your hands. I'll never make you blue, 'cause every step I'll go with you. Oh, no regrets like others do. I'll do it just the way I am. On every single day, I can't deny I feel a pain. I know it's hard to say, but every step and that. No lie, oh, is a step to paradise. God only knows we can go wrong. Insieme a te, together strong. Reach for the what you get. I'll hold your hand tonight. Sometimes this world will drive you mad. Sometimes love has no pride, but every step I'll go with you. Oh, no regrets like others do. God only break.
God only knows.
There we are, that's Austria 1992. Tony Vegas with Reach for the Stars. That's Austria's Eurovision entry in 1992. Coming second, no, 10th. But it got 10 points from the UK jury, it did back then. Oh, yes. Well, we are here in the Algarve in Lagos, actually, or Lagos, as the Portuguese say, here in Portugal for basically a holiday after Eurovision 2018. So Rob is currently sat next to me. Hello, Rob.
Hello, Kieran.
I am here. You don't have to talk to me in the mic saying, like, I'm in the mic.
Sorry. Hello.
Yes. And how are you, dear?
Yes, very well. Very hot. It's very warm again today.
It is,
It's been very warm and lovely, and we are. But we are looking forward to going home. We miss our cats.
Yeah, we do miss the cats. They are incredibly, incredibly special to us. And for various reasons. Basically, because they're our kids, really. As a gay couple, we can't really have kids. Well, we could, but
that's a whole other conversation for another time.
Yeah, too true. So, we're here to talk about the Eurovision 2018. Oh, yes, Rob, we are. Now, we both experienced it in many, many ways. Now, obviously, Israel won the contest. It was Netta with the song Toy. And this was Israel's fourth victory of the contest, following their wins in 1978 with Bani B, with Izar Cohen and Alpha Beta. 1979, the following year, which was Milk and Honey with Hallelujah. And then obviously 1998, Dana International with Diva. And this is their first top five placing in more than a decade. The edition also saw Cyprus and the Czech Republic achieve their best placing ever in Eurovision history, coming second and sixth, respectively. Portugal finished in last place, making this the third time that a host country ranked in the bottom five since 2015. Oh dear. Now, for the first time since the introduction of the semi-finals in 2004, Azerbaijan, Romania and Russia failed to qualify for the final. And also, no Caucasus countries, meaning Azerbaijan, Armenia or Georgia, participated in the final for the first time since 2005. So what do you think about that, Rob? I mean, it was quite a history-making contest for various reasons.
Yeah, it was interesting, wasn't it? I think there was lots of ones you weren't expecting to qualify, and ones that didn't qualify that you were quite surprised about. Azerbaijan not being in the final was interesting, because it was actually an okay song. And so was Armenia, to be fair. Georgia was dull as dishwater. I was really disappointed that Switzerland didn't qualify and that Romania didn't qualify, because they were two of my top songs. I really like both of those songs.
Yeah, they were really good, and the performances were really good too, and quite strong, which made me think that maybe they could qualify, but sadly wasn't strong enough to go through.
I think Romania missed out by one. I think they were number 11.
Oh, yes, and Switzerland, if I remember rightly, were in 13th.
Yeah, I'm amazed. It was such a good song.
Yeah, good songs do well, but sometimes it all depends just if the stars align. So, yeah, it all depends. But what did you think about the organisation of the contest, Rob? There's been some criticism about various things regarding the security of the contest. Obviously, with what happened to Suri. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, that was awful. I'm actually quite pleased we weren't in the stadium at that point. But that was really awful. She didn't deserve that at all. But she did a really good job. And I hope there's a petition going around saying that they'd like the BBC to offer her to do it next year. And I think that should be done, because I think she deserves to go again. But the organisation in general, it was hit and miss. I mean, at the Eurovision Village, where in the middle of Lisbon, you know, sometimes they were letting you in with water bottles, sometimes they weren't, sometimes they were letting you in with this, sometimes letting you in with that. I had people who had cigarette lighters taken off, and other people who had cigarette lighters. It wasn't consistent at all, and I think that's the problem.
Yeah, consistency wasn't the greatest. I mean, the shocking thing about it is I was quite lucky enough this week to be on BBC Radio Solo, Julian Clegg. Ooh. plug there. was basically the fact that somebody managed to get on the stage with a backpack. Now, it was quite well documented that the Eurovision Song Contest this year, you couldn't take anything bigger than a small handbag in. And goodness knows how this backpack managed to get in with this gentleman. So lots of questions need to be answered here. But today, as it's Friday the 18th of May, there was a statement released by the EBU saying that the gentleman has been released on bail with an investigation coming up shortly. So they're going down the route of an investigation, obviously, which I think is probably the best thing.
Yes, definitely. Definitely, definitely. But I think she deserved better placing anyway. But then I think it's hard because there actually were a lot of strong songs in the contest this year. However, I don't particularly care for the winner, I'll be honest. It's not really my cup of tea. Although I like the artist. I think Netta is very engaging. And I like the fact that she's, you know, she's not rake. She's, you know, she's different. I like that. But the song just did nothing for me at all. It's her with a different song would be much better. The one I was surprised about, I think Kieran mentioned earlier on, was Russia. When I say I was surprised about it, I mean that I was surprised that it was just such an awful song. I think I was surprised because Russia tends to sing quite good songs, and this was just awful. And I feel really sorry for the singer because she got a really duff deal really with that song, and she looked absurd on this mountain on the stage. It just looked ridiculous. In fact, we were in the central, we were in the right at the front. And I went off to get a drink just as she was being wheeled off, I think. It just looked peculiar because she was being wheeled off on this massive mountain. But I just feel sorry for her, really.
Oh, yeah, because we got to go to the jury final of the semi two. And we're in the Golden Circle, which was quite awesome. So the jury shows go to 50% of the final vote. So it's not like we didn't go to nothing. But no, I mean, that was quite an interesting result, obviously, there for Russia. But poor Yulia having to take the flak there. A notable shocks of the contest, personally, I was quite sad. Sala Alto with Monsters came second last. She keeps on coming second, but she came second last this time. So that was quite bizarre. I was quite surprised that Ukraine actually finished in 17th. I thought that song was pretty good, to be honest. But I'm with you on Israel. The winning song's not for me. If I really had to pick, I'd pick the Cypriot entry, Lina Ferrero with Fuego. Love that song a lot. But, yeah, I mean, everything else is what it is, sadly. Though, I must admit, I'm quite shocked at Alexander Rybak not doing so well, because I thought that might be able to catch the heartstrings of Europe. But it didn't seem to, Rob. But you were saying before the contest that you were like, oh my God, that's going to win.
Well, I thought it was going to win, but apparently he had the flu, and it was well documented that he wasn't very well on the night. I think that could have hampered his performance, which is really sad, because he wasn't very well for the entire week, and I think he was particularly ill on Saturday night. So he didn't sing with all his gusto. The other one I'm surprised about, sorry Rob, before I forget, was France. Because actually, I mean, I know they came 12th or 13th or something. But that was a great song, and everyone thought that was going to come top five.
Yeah, well, that's, you're not wrong there. I think everybody was expecting it to go well, but it didn't. Other notable shocks, I would have to admit, that is Australia. I think Jessica Mowboy performed and sang that incredibly well on the night. She didn't do particularly well. I mean, it was quite funny to see Ireland coming third favourite and in the bookies and it falling flat on his face. But people don't seem to understand that it all goes to the amount of bets have been placed is when it keeps on rising. So that's generally how that happens. But a lovely surprise to see Cesar Sampson with Nobody But You in third place. I mean, I think that was a really nice thing to see, actually. And the fact, that obviously, that the Czech Republic managed to come sixth. Good for them. And hopefully they're going to stick around a lot further into the contest. Right, it's now time for
Rob's Random Request.
Yes, you heard that right. Rob is sat next to me.
Hello again.
And it's time for us to get Rob's hat out of the luggage box. Or a suitcase, that's what I meant to say. And luggage box, I don't know. And basically, we've already picked Portugal. We're going to do Portugal because we're here in Portugal in the Algarve, obviously. And we're going to pick a year out of random, Rob, aren't we?
We are.
And Rob's going to put his hand in the bag. And Rob, what have you picked?
Ooh, 1981.
Ooh, yes. It's a Portugal song. In the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest in Dublin, Ireland, was performed by Carlos Pichau for the song Playback. The song is quite a moderately up-tempo song, and he sang the song with the help of four backing singers who were dressed in multicoloured jumpsuits and acted like robots of sorts, emphasising the playback theme. I've gone right over my head. The song was performed 15th on the 9th, following the United Kingdom's Bucks Fizz and eventual winners of Making Your Mind Up, and preceding the Belgian entry, Emmy Star with Samson. So, at the close of the voting, he received only 9 points in the field of 18 of 20. So, it's now time for...
Me to say goodbye.
And it is called, this segment...
Rob's Random Request.
Yes. And Rob, you're going to say goodbye now, aren't you?
Sorry, yes. Goodbye, everyone. Nice to speak to you all.
Yay. And here we go. Carlos Pichau with Playback. This is Portugal 1981.
Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Kiedy naskoczyła simpatię, celý svet sa zmení. Srdce celkom inak bije, prídu iné témy. Keď naskočia sympatie, zrazu ľahko kráčaš. Niečo nové v tebe žije a chce sa ti iba vznášať. Napríklad ty, napríklad ja, čo keby my dvaja sme objali zem. Zdá sa, že vyhovuješ mojim predstavám a možno neuveríš, dávno ťa tam mám. Napríklad ty, napríklad ja, čo keby my dvaja sme našli svoj sen. Zdá sa, že vyhovuješ mojim predstavám a možno neuveríš, dávno ťa tam mám. Dávno ťa mám.
Sympatine from Christina. That's the lady who represented Slovakia in 2010, we know, with Heroni. And that was a single that she released on the 5th of November in 2017. What a tune. Love that stuff. Very summery as well. Oh, yes. Now, before we have this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News, let's have a rundown of the top 10 of Eurovision 2018 with the disc maestro himself, that is Sir David Mann.
Here we go then, music lovers, with the countdown of the top 10 of Eurovision 2018. Down 7 places this year for Moldova, Dorados with My Lucky Day. At 9, up 11 places, it's Denmark, Higher Ground from Rasmussen. Up a massive 26 places to number 8 for Estonia with Elina Nechieva with La Forza. Down 2 this year, Sweden, Dance You Off from Benjamin Ingrosso at number 7. The highest new climber of this year's chart, the Czech Republic, with Lie to Me from Mikolas Joseph, up a massive 27 places to number 6. And now the top 5 of Eurovision 2018. Up 1 to number 5, it's Italy with ML Mater and Fabrizio Moro, Non Mi Avete Fatto Niente. At number 4 and up a massive 21 places, it's Michael Schulte with You Let Me Walk Alone at number 4. Cesar Samson with Nobody But You is up 13 places at number 3 for Austria. Climbing 19 places up the chart, it's Fuego with Eleni Ferreira for Cyprus at number 2. And climbing 22 places for Israel to this year's number 1, Toy from Netta Barzilai, the winner of Eurovision 2018. All right.
It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today, on Sunday, the 20th of May, 2018. Stage Invader, who interrupted Suri's performance at the grand final of the Eurovision 2018, has been released on bail. The EBU has released the following statement. The Stage Invader was questioned by police immediately following the incident and then held in custody until Monday, May 14th, where he was seen in court in Lisbon. He has now been released on bail, with charges pending the result of an ongoing police inquiry. The EBU, RTP, Radio and Television of Portugal, and Portuguese authorities take security very seriously, and the investigation into what happened is ongoing. The EBU have previously confirmed that the man gained access to the stage by climbing into the camera room. He reached onto the main stage via the bridge and was removed by security after 7 seconds. Whilst he took the microphone from Suri, he shouted the message. The singer was able to recover and to finish the performance of Storm. Please stay tuned to Facebook and Twitter for the latest updates in this story. Various Eurovision 2018 artists have been releasing various versions of their song. Benjamin Ingrosso represented Sweden with Dance You Off has released an extended version. Also, Melovin from Ukraine releases a piano version of Under the Ladder. Well, sounds very good. Following a petition which has garnered over 22,000 signatures, the Icelandic broadcaster is meeting to discuss the possibility of withdrawing from the Eurovision 2019 in Israel. The Reykjavik Grapevine reports that the broadcaster has a meeting on Tuesday of this week, coming week, and will have a further meeting in June to discuss the issue. This is all to do with human rights violations that have been happening around the Israeli and Palestinian conflict as we speak. Yes, it will be incredibly sad to see Iceland withdraw if they do. But I do think the Icelandics do need to really think about the whole idea of the Eurovision Song Contest, because I don't think it's been working for them. Well, it certainly hasn't been since 2014, of course. Now, Ireland Ireland missed the contest since 2013 until this year. So Iceland really need to get their get themselves sorted. A few little tidbits before we go. In Slovakia, there was a radio station that broadcast the Eurovision 2018 live, which is encouraging. In Germany, viewing figures climbed as the country achieves its best result since 2012 this year, are coming fourth. Michael Schulte with You Make Me Walk Alone. Due to the fact that Poland weren't in the grand final this year, they ended up having the lowest watched grand final of the Eurovision for quite a number of years, which is quite sad to see. Viewing figures in the United States on Logo TV have grown dramatically since last year. There's been a call for participants for Festivali Kengis 57 for next year's 2019 Eurovision Song Contest, of course, to represent Albania. And finally, Charlie McGettigan, who won the Eurovision Song Contest in 1994, has called on RTE to boycott the Eurovision Song Contest 2019 in Israel. Again, after, and he was basically commenting on RTE's Radio 1 about the human rights issues in Israel. So that's about it for this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News. My goodness me, there is a lot, and I could go on for another half an hour, but I won't. But that is your Eurovision Showcase News. I'm Kieran Arytutyit, coming to you from the Algarve in beautiful Portugal. And you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Yet so far from here, I wanna be right where you are.
Summer evening breeze.
Evening breeze.
You wash away my cares with ease. And suddenly the world's in such a perfect place where dreams may come alive.
Let your spirit fly over mountains high. Spread your wings like an angel in heaven above. Let your spirit fly. Touch the sky, I will surrender to your love.
And I have had my share of heartache and pain.
Heartache and pain.
I wanna face it all again.
No, but I can promise you I'll stay for good. Cause love will lead the way.
Love will lead.
That is Pernilla Wahlgren and Jan Johansson with Let Your Spirit Fly. That came second in Sweden's Melody Festival and their national final in 2003. I can't stop listening to that song. Whenever I hear it, I get all these goosebumps. Probably because of the cheesiness of his Schlager style in Sweden, of course. Oh, yes. Well, as we all know, Israel won the 2018 Eurovision Song Contest with Netta and the song Toy. Now, in recent years, Tel Aviv has been really considered as a major Eurovision hub, having served as the host city for the pretty popular Israeli calling promotional event. But the mayor of Tel Aviv has ruled out the fact that Eurovision 2019 could be hosted in the city. So basically, these days, cities throughout the hosting country have to put bids in if they want to host the Eurovision Song Contest. So it's a bit of a shame, because I think Tel Aviv would have been perfect for the contest. But basically, Israel's Globes newspaper has taken really that it's sure fire sign really that we are heading to Jerusalem next year. The paper reports that the International Convention Centre, which hosted the Eurovision Song Contest in 1979 and in 1999, is really far too small. I mean, it only has the capacity of 3,100 people, which wouldn't work in this new era supersized Eurovision event, which obviously includes the two semi-finals, a grand final, typically tens of thousands of audience members. Just for example, this year in the Atlantis Arena in Lisbon, we actually had 11,500 people. So you've got to think about things. So basically, there are two other potential venues: the Jerusalem Pace Arena. Now, it has really everything going for it. It's a multi-purpose sports arena that can hold 15,654 people during concerts. But obviously, you've got to take into effect the green room, the stage. Probably looking at around about 8,000 to 10,000 people, I think, with that. But if the Israelis wanted to go all out, then there's the Teddy Stadium. But it needs a roof, basically. It's a football stadium. It's shared currently by four football teams in Israel and has the capacity of 31,000 people. So, I don't know if this is... I think this is going to be a year of Eurovision dramas, because I think whatever decision is made, it's going to be testing for all Eurovision fans, and let alone the poor old EBU, who are going to have to sort this out. But apparently the mayor of Lisbon has already said that if things don't work out well in negotiations, etc., then they could always bring it back to Lisbon next year. Oh, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I love Lisbon, and Portugal's a beautiful country. And my goodness me, it's so reasonably priced here. Oh dear, I love it here. I mean, when you can come here and get two espressos for €1, bargain. Absolute bargain. I've been eating out every night, and it's been really reasonable. Yeah. So, cannot complain with the prices here, and the food here is incredibly amazing, guys and girls. Oh, dearie me. I've basically been drooling all for the last 2 weeks. It's been crazy. But it's all good stuff, of course. Now, we'll be having our Live and Kicking very shortly, where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. And we're going to be picking a song from this year's contest. Ooh, very exciting. So, let's hear a Israeli song. Of course. We're going to go back to 2002, which I adore this song. This gives me goosebumps again all the time. This is Sahit Haddad with the song Light a Candle, Israel 2002.
אפל ולא ידוע, הפרחים עוד לא פרחו בגן ובשדה, ובערב רק מכה הרוח. אז בואו ונדליק ביחד candle with me, a thousand candles in the dark. לפעמים נראה שהמחר לא יביא פה נחמה לבכי ולצער והלילה הארוך נמשך בלי הבטחה והאפלה חדה קטעה
I'm Niamh Kavanagh, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Portugal 1992 there. It's Dino with Amor do Agua Fresca, Freshwater Love. Ah, Portugal 1992. I got a good story about this. But on our first night, I just got Rob behind me. Rob, was that Sunday or Monday night we went to the Italian? Can you remember when we were in Lisbon?
The Italian?
Yeah, in Portugal, when we were had the crazy Portuguese singing. Was it Monday night?
Sunday.
Oh, it is Sunday night, yes. On Sunday the 6th of May, when we on our first night in Lisbon, we sat in an Italian restaurant basically having drinks, really. And we had this really enthusiastic, sweet Portuguese lady who was serving us. I mean, she must have been in her mid-20s, I'd say, would you? Maybe early 30s, probably similar age to me. And I tell you, made us laugh because she found out that obviously we were here for in Lisbon for the Eurovision Song Contest. And she started randomly singing and, like, doing a performance in the middle of the main sort of thoroughfare in the city centre, singing random Portuguese Eurovision songs to us. It was hilarious. And she sang that song, Amor de la Fresca. And, oh, my goodness me. I think I couldn't get the grin off my face. It was awesome. But she went a bit over the top and we were like, this is getting awkward now because everybody was looking at us. But all good fun anyway. But one of my favourite Portuguese entries there from 1992, Adina Amor do Afresca. It's live and kicking time. This is where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Now, I believe that this was the best vocal performance at this year's Eurovision Song Contest, bar none. Just literally incredible. And being there in the arena for this was just, gave me goosebumps. And I want to share it with you now. This is from the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2018. And it's the Albanian entry that came 11th with 184 points. Listen to the amazing Eugen Bashpera with Mal. And here he is introducing the song as well. Special treatments, guys. Woo-hoo.
My name is Eugen Bashpera. I'm from Albania. I'm representing Albanian Eurovision Song Contest. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And my song is called Mal. So enjoy it.
Già che in bellezza sarà patro caso si zema te natunghe ritme ne sa di tu c'è già te che ti ingrozzi che mal se te dietro fie confia slarci Ci met per di Lo ciel de
Our final song for today, Conchita Verst, That's What I Am. Yes. Well, thank you for joining me, Kieran Uritusiat and Rob Uritusiat, for the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I hope you join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. where we have another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase, and our Facebook page is the Eurovision Showcase. Au revoir!